Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Monday morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, I have to apologize to you. Yesterday, this slipped my mind until I was about to go to sleep. So Sundays are a busy day, and we just got straight into church and then had new members class and all these excuses. The point being is that after our friends left for dinner, and then I played some games with the kids, I realized, oh boy, I have missed coffee and devotions, and it was 10 o'clock at night. So I'm sorry for that, but why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, pray, and we'll get into God's Word today, and we'll get two quick psalms done. Let's have some coffee and pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We thank you that you are a powerful God. We pray now that as we read your word, that we might sit at your feet and marvel at your majesty and power. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. We're going to read Psalm 29 and Psalm 30 together. Go ahead. If you have your Bible, you can turn in there with me. Let's go. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory, the God of glory, thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes a deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So that's Psalm 29. What is that talking about? The voice of the Lord, right? The voice of the Lord is with lightning, and he sits over the waters. And when the voice of the Lord goes out, the cedars break apart. I remember one time we were singing this psalm in family worship. And as we were singing it a few minutes later, the kid said, Dad, look outside. And we go look outside. And we had a herd of about 12 or 18 deer, something like that. And they were hopping through the yard. And here it says that it's the Lord's voice makes the deer to give birth. Right? It's the Lord. He's powerful and he's mighty. And in the light of that, what do all God's people say? What are we to say? And everyone in his temple says, glory. Do we give glory to God? Do we marvel at him? Do we know the strength of his power? Have you ever had your house shaken by the thunder? When the Lord speaks, things happen. We listen. Well, let's go on to Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger is but a moment. His faith. Hey, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. My phone lost connection to the internet, but why don't we go ahead and we'll just start Psalm 30 over again. Here we go. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my Prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor you have made my mountains stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned from me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. What is that Psalms talking about? A, what is this about? Having our mourning turn to gladness, and our prosperity promising that we'll never turn away from them. And when trials and tribulations come, will we know that he will be with us, that we will praise him no matter what? In my prosperity, I said, I will never be moved. It's amazing what he says here. Oh, Lord, I cried out to you and you healed me. Do we cry out to God for healing? Do we turn to him, not just in good times, but also in bad times? Do we go to him and do we seek his face? Do we praise him no matter what? Will we be like Job? He says, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why don't we go ahead and pray? Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for these Psalms. We thank you that with you there is mercy and there is justice. With you there is power and there is strength. Lord, we pray that you would turn our mourning to rejoicing when we look upon you and when we focus on your glory. Father, we pray that you would bless us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.